So let me welcome all of you. I greet you, and I hope that the time which we have reserved for our little gathering this evening will be very fruitful for you and will give you some techniques in your spiritual life which you can use for many, many years afterwards to help you to become fully self-realized. That's a big goal for an evening, but I think when we set our intention high, then we will do extraordinarily well, whereas when we set our attention low, we will do extraordinary bad. So my name is Satchidananda Swami. My best identification is I'm a friend of your yoga teacher. I'm a traveling monk who gives retreats and seminars all over the world, and who's very happy at this moment because in just 2 weeks I will be in India for 2 months, where I teach two retreats, and where I will also have time for my own personal deepening of my practice. Today I wanted to tell you a little bit about a very, very important subject in yoga. Yogis know of the yoga zone. It's a place in their yoga practice where they begin to access the wonderful workings of prana, or also later even the kundalini shakti, which starts to flow within them and gives them miraculous results of the yoga practice. This spiritual place or yoga zone is variously described in various scriptures. Oh yes, that makes it much easier. Today I will describe it as the Hridaya Akash. It's the sacred space within our heart where our spiritual treasures lie. Someone who can assess this space within the heart, about which the yoga scriptures talk so much, he has reached the fulfillment in his life because he has met God. At the beginning of the creation, there was a discussion. God was asked, "Where can you be found?" And he said, "I will be found in the place which most people will not even imagine that I could exist. They will look for me on the top of the mountains, in deep, deep forests, in strenuous yoga practices, but they will not even imagine that I'm in their own hearts. That's where I'm hiding." The spiritual scriptures tell us that it is there within the core of the heart where the Lord can be found. I want to read you something from an interesting scripture which I became aware of only this morning. It's the Vijnana Bhairava Tantra. Tantra refers to secret teachings. There are various tantras, and there are various secrets, but we speak here of a sattvic tantra. This tantra says,
Hridyakashalina Laksha Padmasamputa Matyagaha Ananya Cheta Subhage Param Sobhakyam Apnuyat.
There is a space in the heart where everything meets. Come here if you want to find me. Mind, senses, soul, eternity, all are here. Are you here? Enter the space of vastness which lies in the heart. Listen to the song that is always resonating, that refers to the sacred mantra. Give yourself to it with total abandon. Quiet ecstasy is there, and a steady sense that you are resting in a perfect spot. Oh, you, this means all of you, who are embodiment of blessings. Have you ever thought of yourself as an embodiment of blessing? There may be many blessings over you which you are not aware. Once you know the way to that space in the heart, you will always be called to return. Again and again, answer that call and be saturated with knowing, I belong there. There I am at home. Beautiful, isn't it? All the yoga scriptures speak about this space in different ways. Hridaya Akash, or the sky in the heart, is just one way. And say that once you reach that space, you become free from false desires. And all your spiritual intentions which you consciously set will reach fulfillment. Because it is there where you, the eternal soul, rest, and the supreme soul. My dear people, the outward facing people run to find this space of fulfillment in restaurants, in university studies, in everything which is external for them. But the inward facing people, and I believe some of you must belong to this category, will find this fulfillment in the sacred space of their heart. And if you don't find it by your yoga practice, you have still to search. And I want to tell you an example I became aware of. I have a friend who told me of the experiences of one of his best friends. This best friend was a yogi who one day, as it was spring, wandered along the side of the Ganga to come to the house, I'm saying house, to the caves of two yogis. They had made a cave along the bank of the Ganga in the rocks, and as this other yogi took a spring walk means it was springtime on the bank of the Ganga, he happened to pass the caves of these two well-renowned yogis. And the yogis, they were very old, they had long white hair. They stayed all the time in these caves, but as the friend of my friend passed this cave, he saw the yogis engaging in hand combat. They were fighting each other. They were tearing on each other's hairs. They were rolling on the ground. They were calling themselves by names which even a New Yorker would become pale in the face if they hear this. I will not burden you with these names, very bad names.
This other yogi who saw this quickly crossed the Ganga. It was only knee deep, and came and separated the two yogis and said, "Venerable yogi Maharajas, why are you fighting?" One of these old men then rose his voice and said, "This guy, I was just bringing the straw from my cave into the sun rays of the spring sun so that the straw would become dry, but oh no, this other guy," was a bad verse word he used, "he had just taken his bath in the Ganga, and he came out of the Ganga, and with his wet and dirty feet he steps on my straw. I will beat him now for this." Bang! "It's not true, it's not true. He lies, he lies," said the other old man, the old yogi, and gave a and accused his neighbor from the neighbor cave of a worse crime than even going barefoot over dry straw, which is good for resting and sleeping on. These two had made amazing advancement in their yoga practice. They could even levitate, but they had not removed the darkness of the heart, which covered the sacred space inside. This darkness of the heart has been called in Western psychology the shadow. I think some of you have read Sigi Jung. In the Vedic scriptures, this darkness of the heart which covers us is called avidya, ignorance, asmita, ego, raga, attachment, dvesha, repulsion, and abhinivesha, absorption in material consciousness. Let us call it in one word, material desires, false desires. They are covering the heart so that the heart is locked, and the sacred space inside, which is the place of all true spiritual experience, is not accessible. And all yoga practice is futile as long as this covering persists. The inner darkness locks the temple of the heart or covers the yoga zone, and as a result of this, the yoga practice is not successful, really. So I would like, I know that Tattva Vadi Prabhu, I think they know you as Tattva?
No.
Tom. As Tom. That's also a very nice name. I know him by an Indian spiritual name, but I know and I've seen that Tom is an excellent Hatha Yoga teacher. And today I would just like to support his very nice teachings to you by showing you how to address this part of your yoga practice, that is the purification of the heart from the inner darkness, so that you will be able to easily access that spiritual place. In this way, Tom and myself are a team of teachers who would like to assist you in your spiritual journey. We have discussed a little bit last year already that we would like to have this program together, and he has said, and I asked him, what should I talk about? And he said, you know best. And then a whole year I've thought and thought and meditated, and have decided today to talk, to teach you how you could remove the inner darkness, how you can remove the chain and the locks which keep this which keep the door shut to true spiritual experience. Is this of interest for you? Good. Then we will now go into the exercises. I will teach you a simple energizing exercise to wake up some energies, the prana flow in your body. Then I will teach you sound meditation, a mantra meditation, which will help you to remove that covering in the heart so that you can enter that sacred space room. Now before I will start, I have to make sure that the technique is alright. I see this microphone is tired and goes more and more into the resting position. Let me see how to edit. I really know how to do this. It's my day. I get my chapatis for this knowledge.
We have lots of chapatis.
This will do a good job. Good. Fine. I thought today, because it is a little late and New York with its many distractions is also there, I will just do a simple Bhastrika pranayam for you, with you. You will see it will help you whenever you are tired, and then we will go into the more advanced techniques of mantra meditation. First on a beach mantra, a seed mantra, which is related to the element fire. The fire will burn away some of the ignorance which we need to, I will speak in New York English, which will blast away your obstacles on the entrance to the sacred space in the heart. And then I will teach you a devotional way to go even deeper. Okay, please sit tall. I will show you first this pranayama, which I saw for the first time on the river Ganga, where some yogis were doing this, and then later I saw it by there's a teacher here in the West called Sri Sri Ravi Shankar. He also teaches this, and then I did it. So you please make fists like this, and on an inhale I will first show you. You go up, opening the hands like this, and on an inhale you go back to position. No, fall. Inhale up, and exhale you go down like this. Important is that you somehow keep it a little back, the hands, not like here, but here, because that will energize some channels, some nadis in the back. And important is that you retain a steady gaze forward or close your eyes. Let's do it all together. Three more. Good. Now men, please bring your left hand under your navel and the right hand above it. And ladies, please take your right hand and place it under the navel and in between the pubic area, and place the left hand over the right hand. And just sit tall in silence. Breathe peacefully. And just observe what has happened in your body. We will do 3 rounds all together. Please get ready for your second round of Bhastika Pranayama. Bring your hands into the position, and on an inhale, bring them up with hands outstretched. Try to stretch your arms so that it's one line. Excellent. 5 more. Good. Please place your hands in the same position as you have learned in the first round. And just breathe peacefully, calm your breath, and observe what has happened. Perhaps you can already feel there's more energy in your body. No need to analyze, no need to think and judge, just observe. Very good. Kindly get ready for your third and last round of Bhastika Pranayama. This time, please try to apply a little bit more force to your practice, a little bit more energy. Let us start now in one movement. Do the breathing only through your nose, both in and exhale only through the nose, not the mouth. Five more. Okay, place the hands in the position which you know by now. Take a very powerful mantra, the mantra Ram. Kindly stay in the space in which you are now. And we will use this beach mantra to purify our subtle bodies. The aim of this is to create a sense of spirituality, a sense of lightness in our being, so that it will be easier for us to assess that transcendental or spiritual place in the heart. And then we will afterwards do something very powerful. I request you to think of your body
at the cathedral, a building, just like a cathedral has a bottom, a middle portion, and a dome. You who are sitting now, mostly in the Sukha Asam, have a bottom where you sit, a middle portion which corresponds to the heart space, and a dome. We will place in these three areas the powerful syllable Ram, and you will see some very deep results. Let us start by putting our conscious attention on our breathing. Breathe in and out. You're in a safe place here. You can forget all your other thoughts. Just notice the air which surrounds you being pulled in on an inhale. Notice how the air leaves you on an exhale. Breathe in and out and observe that you are breathing in and out. Observe your inhale . How does it feel when the air goes through your nostrils? And observe your exhale. To help you to connect to your breath, please mentally repeat in when you inhale. Try to lengthen your exhale, make it longer than the inhale, and as you exhale, to help you connect with your breath, mentally say out, the air flows out. Bring your awareness to the different parts of your body, and on each exhale, relax them. Start with your legs. To relax your legs, you can imagine that you give them to the feeling of gravity. On each exhale, relax them a little bit more. Do the same with the sitting bones and the flesh around it, or in New York English, your sacred bottom. Move up now to your torso, where the lungs and all the organs are stationed. And on an exhale, relax your entire torso, the trunk of your body. Perhaps your belly is a little bit tense. Perhaps your chest muscles are a little bit tense. For sure, your shoulders are tense. On an exhale, just relax them. Each exhale, relax them a little bit more. Finally comes your face. There are about 2,320 facial muscles. We use them when we smile, especially when we artificially smile. Relax it now. We're at a safe place. The goal of this part of the exercise is to relax the tensions in our body while at the same time becoming incredibly aware. Now, I request you to direct your attention to the bottom of the cathedral. Imagine your body to be a building which has a ground floor that touches the earth, a middle space, just like a cathedral, which has a middle place in mid-air where the chandeliers hang. That is the heart area of the cathedral of your body. Finally, we will go up. So bring your attention to where the sitting benches are and say all together the sacred syllable Ram. Place it there. I will once do it alone. Then when you hear this signal, I request you to do it 4 times. Direct your attention to the heart space and place the sacred syllable Ram in there. Please dive into the ocean of sound without inner hesitation. I will chant this one time alone, and then we will chant 5 times together. It's important that you keep your attention in the heart space. Excellent. Now we will move to the space just under our skull. It refers to the highest point in the dome of the imaginary cathedral. Place your attention there, and 6 times we will repeat together the sacred syllable Ram. I will do it one time alone, and when you hear the signal, kindly join in. Can use more force, please. Sky, as if touching the ceiling, and pronounce a very powerful mantra. While meditating about the golden color entering your body, a color of Kripa Shakti, divine energy. For those of you who are of the Bhakti tradition, you can Imagine Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entering you with his golden complexion. I will one time chant this mantra alone, and then we will chant it 6 times together. Gauranga and everything. I forgot to mention, it's very important that you direct your attention now in the heart space, as you imagine either a golden light coming there, or Gauranga Mahaprabhu. If you are from the Bhakti school, this name will mean something for you, coming into the space of your heart. Let us again continue to chant, this time 6 times. Huh? Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga. Inhale, and on the exhale, float your arms down on your knees. Sit for a moment in silence and observe what has transpired. Just peacefully sit in the awareness of peace. Please rub your hands. Bring them gently to your eyes, covering the eyes. And then bring the hands away from your eyes and look at the palms as if you notice for the first time the lines in your hands. In this way, kindly return back to room awareness. I would like to close this session by bringing your awareness to a bhakti way, a bhakti yoga way, to dispel the darkness surrounding the sacred space in your heart. I would like to tell you in the beginning a story. The story of a Brahmana who was a bhakta, who used the following method. He was very poor. Oh, so poor. No one of you in the room is so poor as the Brahmana was. And one day he came to an assembly like this one and heard that you can offer Krishna, even when you are pure, the most precious of items in your meditation. It's as good as if you do this in the physical world. So this Brahmana decided to go every morning down to the river, do a few simple pranayama exercises to clear his subtle body, and then he would go in a meditation to four sacred rivers and fetch water. He would bring this water to a temple which he had constructed in his mind, and he would offer this water as a bathing water for his beloved Krishna. He would bathe him in the temple of his heart with the water he had collected from sacred rivers. Then he would dress him in the choicest of clothes, and afterwards he would offer him delicious foodstuffs. So one day it so happened that he made a preparation of, it's called kheer, it's sweet rice. This dish, for those of you who are connoisseurs of the Indian kitchen, they know, but maybe not all of you know, this kheer has to be offered cool. It must be cool. Then it is superb. So he had boiled it, and he now wanted to see with his finger, is the sweet rice already cool enough and fit to be offered to my lord? So he checked with his finger the temperature and was surprised how hot it was. He pulled the finger from the dish. I don't know if you have ever made this experience. You grab something, maybe a pizza, which is much too hot, and you go like, ha! And you, like we do this, huh? So he did it, and he woke out of his meditation. What was this? He thought he had only meditated about the dish, but he looked at his finger, and the finger was red. It showed symptoms of a burn. I think you would say the second degree. In German, we have 3 degrees, and if you have the 3rd degree, you need to go to the hospital. So, 2nd degree of burning. Meanwhile, in the eternal spiritual world beyond this birth and death, Krishna was smiling. He was in his Vishnu form, so Lakshmi asked him, my lord, you are smiling? What is the cause of your smiling? And the lord said, I will tell you later. It's so funny. One of my devotees doesn't believe that what you offer in your mind is as good as what you offer in physical substance, and I have showed him today that it's real. Whatever is done in the sacred space of the heart is real. It's very real. Then Krishna told his messengers, bring this Brahmana to me. So the messengers came to this Brahmana, who was still wondering, I have only meditated, and my finger is so burnt. That's cool. That's how you speak in New York. I'm trying to learn your language. So the messengers came, the messengers of God, and said, if you like, you can come with us now. The Lord is very pleased with your offering.
He said, whatever you offer in your mind is accepted by Him in toto, just like anything you offer in this world. So the Brahmana said, what? I'm eligible? I'm qualified? Yes, yes, come with us. And joyfully he went into the world beyond birth and death. It's a well-known story. My own spiritual master has told it in his book, The Nectar of Devotion. Very good book to read if you want to know about bhakti. It's a well-known story which shows us that if we bring the Lord in the temple of the heart and serve Him there, in that sacred space, the ignorance of material life is dispelled forever. So, in this bhakti tradition, you understand that to bring the Lord in your heart is easiest done by singing together in what is called kirtan. I guess many of you know what that is, but just so that I don't leave anyone of you in the dust, I would like to just say so much. We take the divine name, which is non-different from the divine named. The name Krishna is identical with a personality Krishna, and we sing that in unison. And then something happens which is described by one great acharya or spiritual teacher. He says, the son of the holy name is the dispeller of the darkness of ignorance. O holy name, who actually knows your greatness? And then he says that this is like the sun. I don't know if you have seen in New York sunrises. We've just come from Joshua Tree in the desert land, and we saw the beautiful sunrises climbing over a mountain ridge, and oh, it was so beautiful. And there is this moment when you don't yet see the sun, but you see its rays. I consider it the most beautiful moment of the sunrise. The rays herald the coming of the sun. Huh? So when you start to sing and kirtan, you may not in the beginning see Krishna personally appearing through sound, but that doesn't matter. You can see the glimpses, the rays of Him, the effect of Krishna coming in the form of feeling very, very blissful. So he says, O holy name, from the first moment where one perceives just a glimpse of you appearing on the horizon of the heart, the darkness of this material world is almost totally devoured. This refers to an inner darkness, the name which comes just slightly up. You're not yet perfected. You not see the full manifestation as of yet, but you can already feel the glimpses, the rays, the first beginning, and that dispels the darkness almost totally. Quickly, as you continue to chant and kirtan, all remaining darkness gets destroyed. And in this way you bestow divine wisdom upon our spiritually blinded eyes. And he says, the poet says, this pastime of yours takes place eternally. Even now it takes place. So I thought, let us even now do kirtan. And all this time these two gentlemen who have looked in
interested or mildly bored, because Guru Hari has heard this already a few times, this presentation. They have been here to serve all of us in kirtan, that we can sing. So are you ready, Ganesha? Good. Are you ready, Guru Hari? Are you ready to sing now? Good. And please do this with this meditation, that the sun of the holy name should appear on the horizon of the Hriday Akash, that sky in the heart, to dispel from inside the darkness of ignorance which keeps you in a material consciousness. I will sing one time alone, and then I request you to respond. And it's a call and response throughout. Please sit tall, and as you sing, direct your attention to that Hriday Akash, that sacred space in the heart, which we want to liberate from the stifling darkness, so that we can be bright. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. You can play loud because there are so many. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
In one voice, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And one more time, as if this is the last mantra you chant during this life.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
the time, and that we went most probably a little bit over time. I want to just say two things in concluding this evening. What we have done is a yogic way to dispel the darkness of the heart by just purifying our subtle body. By subtle body we mean the mind, the intelligence, the ego, with a very powerful sound vibration, the vibration of Ram. When that darkness which surrounds that spiritual place in us is dissolved, it's easier to access it. But okay, this is a process. Much can be taught. I can teach it in much more detail, and I need a week of your attention, morning from evening. But my emphasis in this seminar was on an easier and more effective method, that is to access the spiritual place in the heart by singing the divine names and allowing them to rise like a sun within the heart and dispel the darkness of avidya and ignorance from inside. The other is the process from outside. This second bhakti is a process from inside which will spell into the outside. So that you don't forget the benefit of this little workshop, I request you to sing, maybe at home, a little bit this powerful Hare Krishna mantra while simultaneously meditating on the Lord within the heart in that sacred space, and you will very quickly see some very good and deep results in your spiritual practice. You will really experience something. Please take this home, try it for your benefit, and I'm sure it will enliven your yoga practice. That was that. Then I want to ask my manager, Hari Prasad, to invite everyone for a follow-up evening. I'm one more day in New York, and I certainly would like to see all of you, including Tom G, tomorrow. And I think our Hari Prasad